The Story of the Inexperienced Ghost. The scene amidst which Clayton told his last story comes back very vividly to my mind. There he sat, for the greater part of the time, in the corner of the authentic settle by the spacious open fire, and Sanderson sat behind him, smoking the Broseley clay that bore his name. There was Evans, and that marvel among actors, Wish, who is also a modest man. We had all come down to the Mermaid Club that Saturday morning, except Clayton, who had slept there overnight, which, indeed, gave him the opening of his story. We had golfed until golfing was invisible, we had dined, and we were in that mood of tranquil kindliness when men will suffer a story. When Clayton began to tell one, we naturally supposed he was lying. It may be that indeed he was lying. Of that, the reader will speedily be able to judge as well as I. He began, it is true, with an air of matter-of-fact anecdote, but that we thought was only the incurable artifice of the man. "I say," he remarked, after a long consideration of the upward rain of sparks from the log that Sanderson had thumped, "you know I was alone here last night." "Except for the domestics," said Wish. "Who sleep in the other wing?" said Clayton. "Yes, well," he pulled at his cigar for some little time, as though he still hesitated about his confidence. Then he said, quite quietly, "I caught a ghost." "Caught a ghost, did you?" said Sanderson. "Where is it?" And Evans, who admires Clayton immensely and has been 4 weeks in America, shouted, "Caught a ghost, did you, Clayton? I'm glad of it. Tell us all about it right now." Clayton said he would, in a minute, and asked him to shut the door. He looked apologetically at me. "There's no eavesdropping, of course, but we don't want to upset our very excellent service with any rumors of ghosts in the place. There's too much shadow and oak paneling to trifle with that. And this, you know, wasn't a regular ghost. I don't think it will come again, ever." "You mean to say you didn't keep it?" said Sanderson. "I hadn't the heart to," said Clayton. And Sanderson said he was surprised. We laughed, and Clayton looked aggrieved. "I know," he said with the flicker of a smile, "but the fact is it really was a ghost, and I'm as sure of it as I am that I'm talking to you now. I'm not joking. I mean what I say." Sanderson drew deeply at his pipe, with one reddish eye on Clayton, and then emitted a thin jet of smoke more eloquent.